Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. In the world of track and field, there was recently the staging of the World Indoors Championships. Let me share a few observations. In some races, there were 8 persons competing. Let us take one event, for example, the 60-meter sprint for men. In the first round, there were 7 heats. Each heat had 8 runners competing for a spot in the semifinals. 56 runners were competing for 24 spaces. At the end of the three levels of semifinal races, 8 men made it to the final. 8 runners were competing for the top 3 positions. These 8 guys were considered the top 8 of 56 who started the first round. And at the end of the finals, there was a reward based on placement, gold, silver, and bronze medals. The winner got a gold medal, and the national anthem of his country was played at the presentation ceremony. At the end of the day, one guy stood atop of the podium, although 55 other persons participated in the 3 levels of the race. What determined who got the gold? By the process of elimination, it was the man who ran the fastest, and the organizers created the opportunity for 56 runners to try and become the top guy. Then there were 24, then there were 8, and then there was 1. That one athlete not only got the gold medal, but walked away from the championship with the bragging rights of being best in the world in that event. But is he the best out of all the athletes in the world? There's only one way of finding out. You had to have entered the event, and in order to enter, you would have had to be sent by the organizers of the sports in your country, and they selected the representatives by a process of elimination. I hope I'm not boring you with the details, but here is something important. At the end of the day, there can only be one winner who receives one gold medal. I always feel sorry for the guy who got the silver medal because in the grand scheme of things, one person stood between him and the top prize. The guy who comes third, he gets a bronze medal and he's happy because although 2 persons were faster than him, he was faster than 5 others who left without a medal. Oh, I did not tell you that the competition was held in an indoor arena with scores of spectators watching and cheering, and many more who view the races through technology. What is all this about? If you are a Christian, then it is all about you. You are in a race, and I want you to win. So let us talk about you and your chances of winning. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews 12 verses 1 to 3. Christian, you are in a race. You know you are in a race because there is a crowd of persons sitting down and watching the event, and in order to come into this race, you have to be prepared. It says to you, athlete, that you get rid of the things in your life that impede rather than make you a good athlete. We're talking about the practices that are not good for you, doing wrong things called sin, and at the same time, focus on the things that make you a stronger Christian, which includes attending church regularly, reading your Bible regularly, and praying regularly. There is no substitute for these. You could not make it to the championship because you did not prepare, you did not train or train well. Secondly, you are required to run the race that you are entered in. You cannot come to the championship all set to run in the 60-meter race for men and change your mind and say you want to do the 800 meters for women. That does not happen. Christian, you entered this race the day you gave your life to Jesus. That is the one qualification for the race that you are currently in. Now that you're in the race, you must run and run wisely and run with a strategy. In this case, you're advised to have perseverance. The race is not for the weak. It is a race of endurance and you must persevere. How do you stay engaged in the race? Fix your eyes on Jesus. You cannot be gazing at the distraction, the ways of the world and its activities around you. You have to stay focused on the race. And in this case, you have to stay focused on Jesus. Who is Jesus in this race? Jesus is the standard of faith which you need to run this race. Jesus was in a race to the cross, a race to be able to redeem you. And he did not back down. He did not get distracted. He stayed the course with courage and strength. And now that that race is over, he is the winner. He did not tie with any other runner. He is the sole winner of the top award. Make him your example. So while you are running, you are saying to yourself every step of the way, God, help me to be like Jesus. He is the secret of success and I want to succeed. You can do it. So get back in the race and follow the rules. At the end of the race, you will receive the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8.